KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The top two teams in the NBA faced off last night as the Detroit Pistons beat the shorthanded Oklahoma City Thunder 124-116. The Thunder started the game without five of their six leading scorers. Detroit led by Cade Cunningham, who had 29 points and 13 assists, while also fellow All-Star Jalen Duren had 29 points and 15 rebounds. With that win, the Detroit Pistons now have the best record in the NBA at 43-14. They are percentage points better than Oklahoma City. Elsewhere last night, the Denver Nuggets beat the Boston Celtics 103-84. Denver's Nikola Jokic with 30 points and 12 rebounds. Denver now just percentage points behind Houston for third place in the Western Conference. Milwaukee Bucks would hold off Cleveland 118-116. Milwaukee, they've won five of their past six. The Cavaliers appeared to tie the game on a Jared Allen layup as time expired, but it was ruled that the shot did not get off in time. Allen led Cleveland last night with 27 points and 11 rebounds. San Antonio would beat Toronto 110-107, extending their season-best win streak to 10 games. The Spurs, they're just two games back of Oklahoma City for best record in the Western Conference. Houston beat Sacramento 128-97. Houston's Alperen Sengun had 26 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists for a triple-double, while Reed Sheppard made a career-high 7 threes and had 28 points for the Rockets. And just one other game last night, Golden State routed Memphis 133-112. Contract talks going on between the Dallas Cowboys and their Pro Bowl kicker Brandon Aubrey. Both sides agree that Aubrey should become the NFL's highest paid kicker, but they remain far apart on a contract. The Cowboys have offered more than the current top average of $6.4 million, but to Aubrey's camp, he's looking for $10 million a year to be a kicker. The 31-year-old has made the Pro Bowl in each of his first three seasons, and he holds the NFL record with six field goals of 60 yards or longer. Tiger Woods approaching key decisions this spring, both on his playing future and a possible leadership role with Team USA. Tiger says he's not ruled out yet competing in the Masters in April, though he's not played a competitive tournament in more than a year, while continuing to recover from injuries and back surgery. At the same time, the PGA of America wants Tiger Woods to decide before the Masters whether or not he will serve as U.S. captain for the 2027 Ryder Cup team in Ireland. Woods says that his heavy workload helping reshape the PGA Tour schedule is a main factor in his decision, adding he wanted to be sure he can give the Ryder Cup role the attention that it deserves. Coverage of high school basketball here tonight on our NedVed media stations. It is Class B Girls Region Tournaments. The winners tonight advance to next Thursday's SODAC 16. Region 3B tonight, the one seed Ethan takes on number 4 Sanborn Central Woonsocket, 6 p.m. tonight in Madison on Q107.3 with Clint Greenway. Also online at Q107radio.com. Also coverage tonight from Parkston, Region 4B. Number 1 Parkston takes on number 4 Freeman, tip off at 7 on Corn Country 92.1. with Shawn Michaels, also streaming online at corncountry921.com. At the Corn Palace tonight, they will host Region 5B. The 1-seed Lyman takes on the 5-seed Burke at 6, followed by number 2, Corsica Stickney, and the 3-seed Gregory at 7:30. And then we still have 4-5 area teams left in Class A girls tonight. Region 5A, the 1-seed Wagner takes on the 4-seed Mount Vernon Plankinton, while the 3-seed Hanson will be on the road at the number 2-seed McCook Central Montrose, both of those 7 p.m. tip-offs. And the 5-seed Platte Geddes, they'll be on the road tonight, taking on number 1 Mobridge Pollock, a 3.5-hour drive up north for Platte Geddes. That is the semifinals of Region 6A.